125-pound national champion, NCAA wrestler for the Hawkeyes. They finished in third place in Cleveland last weekend. And Spencer, what were those first couple moments like after you won the title? I know this has been something that you have been building for and thinking about for a very long time. As it was setting in there on the mat, what was going through your head?
Well, it was just, it was exciting. My first thoughts were respect to my opponent and Nick. I know me and him both have a tremendous amount of respect for each other. And then next thing I wanted to do was hug my teammates, my family, my friends, and run up to Coach Terry Brands, and you know, make sure he knew how much of an impact he had on my season so far this year. And it was really awesome being able to achieve my goal.
Now, Spencer, what has this last year and change been like for you? The injury, the ending of your high school career, the surgery, the uncertainty as to your availability for this season, and then now heading into the tournament and winning the national championship. Just describe this year and change for you.
Well, it was I'm not sure if you would say a roller coaster of emotions, but it's definitely been a crazy ride. I mean, you go from not knowing whether you're going to get your red shirt pulled, and then you lose at the Midlands, and then you're told you got your red shirt pulled the next week, and you get your mind right, even though you know it's real. Then, I mean, not saying I wasn't training as hard as I could have been before the Midlands, but I wasn't 100%. Cleared for a good while. I mean, I don't know. I probably started actually like wrestling live probably that month, honestly. Maybe a little bit in November, late November. So I wasn't exactly, 100% confident. And the coaches really believed in me, and they helped me get that confidence back up. And then Retro got pulled, and I had to buy in 100%. And buying into Coach Tom and Terry Brands and Morningstar and Burhouse and, everyone in the program that, coaches and helps out, including our strength trainer, Travis Rutt, and everyone, helped me buy into that was, I think, the biggest difference in this year. So.
What was it like for you that period between the Big Ten tournament and the NCAA tournament? What was your preparation for Cleveland like?
First thing I did was take the brace off and see how it felt. I told myself I would not compete with the brace at the NCAA tournament. I just was sick and tired of wrestling with it. Putting it on before practice is a pain in the butt. Taking it off is a pain in the butt. And I felt that I could, wrestle a little different without it. And I also my mindset going into that was moving on, improving. What did I do wrong? I lost to another great opponent, Nathan Tomasello, and I knew when I got the seeds that I would have to wrestle him again if everything went right for me and him both. We both made the semis, and I just knew that I had to be 100% ready for another fight.
What changed the most in those 2 weeks between the first matchup against Nathan Tomasello to the second?
I really tried to get to my offense. I took him down first. That was my first takedown. The announcers kept saying Lee has not taken down Tomasello in each of their matches, And I think I had so much respect for Nathan. You're almost timid. I think me and him both wrestled a little timid. I mean, that's out of respect for each other, for our offense and our reshots and our defense. And that match, I told myself I would wrestle free, and I wanted to go out on my own terms. I wanted to lose. Shooting. I wanted to lose, not like at Big Tens when I lost. I came off the mat and I told Coach I had a lot left in me. I had, I didn't wrestle the way I wanted to, and I almost won again without another takedown. I don't ever want to win matches without a takedown. I think that's just unbelievable. And so I told myself I'm gonna wrestle free and I'm gonna wrestle hard, and we're gonna hopefully put on a show, and hopefully lots of points are flying on the board. And that was kind of what I wanted to happen. And ended up going my way, and it was so.
125-pound NCAA national champion wrestler Spencer Lee joining us on the Todd Brommelkamp Show. You mentioned Terry Brands and your relationship with the assistant coach. and how much he meant to you this season. What's so special about that relationship?
Well, he was the guy that was basically one of the main reasons I came here. Me and him have a great relationship, and I couldn't see myself not competing with him in my corner. And he's, I think the best way I can describe Terry Brands was by my roommate, Jacob Warner. He said Terry Brands is like Yoda. He just knows everything. And he's that guy, you just listen, and you're always going to learn. And he's blunt, and he's going to tell you how it is, and that's exactly what I wanted in him to do this year. And he told me that I had the ability to win if I believed in myself, because that was the biggest thing for me this year, is not believing in myself. And he did an amazing job. Him and Tom and Terry and Morningstar, him and Tom and Morningstar and Burhall did an amazing job helping me get mentally prepared for the NCAA tournament.
Okay, if Terry Brands is Yoda, then who's Tom?
I'm sure he's whoever Yoda is. I don't even know. I don't know how to describe it. That was just the way I described Terry, but Tom's the man.
So
that's all I got to say.
I got to follow up on this. You're talking about not believing in yourself. People look at you, and you're not just good. You're dominant when you're out there on the mat, and you're telling me that you're like a lot of us. You have moments where you look in the mirror and you just don't believe in yourself?
That's a little different than that. It's not that I don't believe in my ability, because I know I've been doing this my whole life. I know what I'm capable of. It was just more like moments in matches where you're not believing in a certain part of your wrestling. Like, maybe not my offense. It was just more like having to wrestle that grind. I don't know, like you said, dominance, right? I mean, I don't even know if I've gone 10 matches in my high school career that went 6 minutes. And I've only had one match in freestyle go 6 minutes. So it was just uncommon. And first thing Terry Brands told me was, this is a different sport than freestyle. This is a different animal. This is a grind. Every wrestler you're going to face is good. You're not going to go out there and pin everyone in 30 seconds. You're going to have to fight. You're going to have to make it a fight. You're going to have to fight through it. You're going to have to, wrestle hard for 7 minutes, maybe, That was what he told me. And that was his motto the whole NCAA tournament. Fight for 7 minutes. Every position, every turn, every hold, don't let him breathe. If he's about to get out and you got fingers, you're grasping with fingers on his legs, and then you lock your hands and mat return him, it could really change your opponent's mental. And I think that was what I'm referring to. I don't sit in front of a mirror and say, man, I can't do this, because that's not who I am.
And I want to circle back around, because you mentioned the knee brace, and how much of that was a mental hurdle coming back from the ACL injury. People talk about it all the time, whatever sport somebody is playing, coming back, the rehab, and then kind of when the athlete gets back into the arena, it's kind of a struggle to kind of regain the mentality that you're talking about. How much of a hurdle was that for you coming back from that ACL injury after you'd done all that rehab?
Well, I had surgery on my shoulder the year before, so it was nothing new. I kind of knew what to expect. I knew the time frame. I knew when I would get back on the mat. I knew it was just a little different because it's your knee, not your shoulder, right? I mean, obviously, those are two very different things. But I already knew what to expect. It wasn't a huge surprise. It wasn't like, man, I can't do this. Like, it was just kind of like I expected that. So I all you can do is focus on how you can improve during the time where you cannot wrestle. Whether that's watching film, whether that's squeezing a ball in the middle of class so you can work on your forearm strength or your grip strength. It's anything that can give you an edge, because your opponents are training like a normal athlete. They're wrestling, they're running, they're biking, they're lifting. I can't do any of that. So I had to do something that gave me that edge to believe that I was still improving besides just my knee getting healthy, if that makes sense.
You mentioned going to class. Have your classmates treated you any differently since you won the championship?
Nah, not really. I had a couple people tell me congrats.
Do they know who you are? I mean, you look at you and
what does that mean?
You look like just your average student. I mean, if you were walking down the street,
I'm 5'3". I look like a little kid compared to these guys.
You know what? Speaking of, I wanted to bring this up here before we let you go. A lot has been made about how you came out in Cleveland for your championship match. Your opponent comes out listening to Eminem, and you came out to the Pokemon theme song, and people went nuts over it. You're a big Pokemon fan, right?
I am. Yeah, I've competed in competitive Pokemon before in VGC, which is called the video game championships, video game console. It's on a DS. So.
And you can't. Is it because you're an NCAA athlete, you're not allowed to compete, or it's just a time constraint thing? What keeps you?
Mostly time constraint. I was a pretty bad state concerning competitions. A lot of competitions are in, like, you know, there's one in Virginia, there was one in Cleveland, actually, one time earlier this year, you know, Connecticut, California, kind of all over the country. There's other tournaments all around the world, and people get, like, paid stipends to travel to get there because they were winning tournaments, and I just didn't have the time to ever compete, even though I am a huge fan.
If it wouldn't have been the Pokemon theme song, what would you have come out to in Cleveland?
Probably the same song I come out to in Carver, so We Will Rock You.
So, no, you mentioned that if you got to the final match, you were going to come out to that Pokemon theme song. When did that come to you? When did that idea come to you?
Well, I know a lot of people joke, like, can you imagine with that many people watching, you run out to the Pokemon theme song? And that wasn't the reason. The actual person that brought it up to me was Sammy Brooks, you know, the greatest interviewer of all time, and, you know, the greatest mullet of all time as well.
Yes.
He was like, you know how cool it would be if, you know, because the song, it starts off, it's like, you know, ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba, and then, like, it's music stops, and it goes, I want to be, you know, the very best. And he's like, people will think it's a real song until they hear Pokemon. He's like, people would love it. He's like, and it's totally you. And I was like, that's such a great idea. I told him, I promise you if I make the national finals. I was like, I'll do the Pokemon theme song. So,
newly minted NCAA national champion Spencer Lee, one down, three to go. What's the off season look like for you as you prepare for your sophomore season at Iowa?
Getting ready to hopefully make some world teams and, you know, wrestle some freestyle.
Well, we appreciate you taking the time to join us. Hopefully the knee brace is a thing of the past and we never see that thing on you again. And hopefully we're talking to you several more times down the road about some more NCAA championships. It certainly was fun watching you in Cleveland. Spencer Lee, appreciate the time. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for having me. Thank you.
Dominant. That's the only way that you can look at this. This is a guy who wasn't competing until January, and they take the red shirt off. And I think, and I'm not a wrestling expert, but if I recall correctly, is it four or six guys that, I think it's only four that have won four NCAA titles, Cale Sanderson being one of those four. And that's his goal. And I think a tremendous amount of pressure. You've got to get number one before you can worry about two, three, and four. And he went to Cleveland and he got number one and did it in an extremely impressive way.
It's incredible. And I just look back at the Pokemon theme song storyline, and he's brought this up in interviews before, but what was the old ad? I don't even remember when this was said, but somebody had compared Iowa wrestlers to robots. And now he brings up Sammy Brooks in the mullet interview, and then now him coming out to the Pokemon theme song. So it's good to see those guys having a little bit of fun and kind of pushing that narrative to the side.
Here's why I like wrestlers. And again, I'm not extremely knowledgeable about the sport, and I think if there's any hardcore wrestling fans that are listening, they're going to be really upset that wasn't an in-depth dive into, you know, take me into the mentality of this match and this move and why'd you do this and why'd you do this. That's just not me. It's not me talking about any sport. But I like it when athletes have personality, and there is no sport,
none,
with athletes that have as much personality as wrestling. And it can be an intense personality. We've had Tom Brands on the program before, and I've joked with Chris Brewer, the sports information director at Iowa, Chris and I have known each other for a really long time, that Tom Brands is about the only guest that I've ever had on this show that makes me uncomfortable every time we talk to him. And that's actually a good thing,
yep,
to be uncomfortable with the person that you're talking to, because I think it forces you to navigate things a little bit differently. But he has a personality. Sammy Brooks has a personality. And Spencer Lee, hey, I'm 5'3". If you've ever seen him, he's got glasses on. He looks like just your ordinary student. If you were walking down the street and you didn't know who he was, you'd have no idea that this guy could be one of the most dominant wrestlers in NCAA history. At least that's what he wants to do. First step accomplished last weekend in Cleveland. And congratulations, Iowa, as we mentioned earlier in the week, finishing third. And now the Hawkeyes will go into next season trying to take that next step, trying to catch up to Ohio State and Penn State. And it still feels very strange to say that talking about Iowa wrestling, but the landscape has changed. And Ohio State and Penn State are the programs with the target on their back. Iowa still has a target, but they're not quite where they were a couple decades ago. But Spencer Lee, you know, who wouldn't want to come and wrestle in the same room with Spencer Lee? And I think that was a major part when he committed to Iowa. And you heard him say Terry Brands was a huge part of getting him here to Iowa City. Who wouldn't want to follow in his footsteps? And so this could be the opening, the window opening once again for Iowa to bring in some big-time recruits and really build the program back up to where a lot of the fan base has expected. Remember, we talked with Cody Goodwin on Monday from the Des Moines Register, and he got somebody asking about Tom Brands and his job security. This after Iowa finished third at the NCAA tournament. That's Iowa wrestling.
And it's not only the fans, but we've had Tom Brands on, and we heard Tom Brands following the matches in Cleveland. And did you kind of notice his somewhat Hayden Fry-esque moment where he was asked about getting third place, and some people a little bit not necessarily excited about it, but after the way that the Big Tens went, people were okay with it, and he said that he's not okay with it. Glad that they showed some fight, but that third place is never the goal, and it's never going to be the goal for this program.
Obi-Wan Kenobi, I believe, would be Tom Brands, by the way. That's just my take on it. You're talking Star Wars, Pokemon, and NCAA Wrestling Championships with Spencer Lee. Great segment, and we look forward to, again, hopefully talking about championships 2, 3, and 4 with Spencer, not just because it means we're still around in years 2, 3, and 4, but it means that he'd be able to accomplish his lifelong goal as well. We're going to take a quick timeout. It's my lifelong goal to bring you another Midwest One Bank Big Board update. That's what Kyle's going to do when we come back after this 6 o'clock hour. Coming up tonight, we've got another check-in with our friends at KGAN, plus that chance for you to take home a $30 gift certificate to the Fieldhouse on First Avenue here in Cedar Rapids. We're going to make you earn it tonight. It's inside the 6 o'clock showdown. 7 questions in 60 seconds. If you can do better than your opponent, you're going to be enjoying that $30 gift certificate to the Fieldhouse. Back with more after this.
Just about the time Willa Dickens began as a watchmaker at Hertin & Stocker Jewelers, a romantic notion was blooming in 1940s America. The idea that a diamond, like love itself, is precious and lasting. More than ever before, proposals began including twinkling rings in velvet-lined Hertin & Stocker boxes. Decades of engagements and countless shimmering rings later, happy, nervous hands are still accepting these promises of always from Hertin & Stocker. The designs are always modern and fresh, but the service is still as exceptional as it was in those very early days. Perhaps that rare blend of past and present is the reason Hertin & Stocker has been voted best jewelry store in Iowa City 8 years running. Stop and see what's sparkling in those famous windows at Hertin & Stocker Jewelers, corner of Dubuque and Washington in downtown Iowa City. Then step inside and say hi to Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
There are still companies that care. Companies that have your back. Companies that provide stability for you and your family. PMX Industries in Cedar Rapids is one of those companies. You can start at $17.27 an hour with great benefits you'd expect from a company that treats you like family. Sometimes it's the small things like holiday parties, summer picnics, and movie parties that speak volumes about your work family. Learn more about the PMX family at ipmx.com.
LowTUSA.com, a website to go to learn more about Mantality. What is Mantality? It's a local men's health clinic located in North Liberty, dedicated to getting men feeling like their old selves again, especially men who may be suffering from low testosterone. Low testosterone starts setting in around the age of 40, and it can really derail a guy's life. You start carrying some extra weight around your midsection. Maybe you start losing your memory a little bit. Your performance starts dropping at work, at home, in the bedroom. It can all be traced back sometimes to low testosterone. Mantality can give you a simple blood test. That's what it is. They test your blood, test your testosterone level. If you're fine, hey, no questions asked. But if you do need help, they can treat you. They've got a 90% success rate of treating men regardless of your physical condition. So if you're a little bit overweight, out of shape, don't worry about that. It doesn't matter. You can get those testosterone levels back up. Then you can go hit the gym and start lifting weights and losing all the weight, and everything comes full circle, right? Mantality. Check them out online. You can even make an appointment. You can ask and get any question you have about them answered. Again, the website is lowtusa.com. 526, welcome back in. The Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn with you until 7 o'clock tonight, just about the halfway point. Mike DeCourcy of the Sporting News, Spencer Lee, Iowa champion wrestler. Appreciate you guys joining us tonight. We're going to hear coming up in just a few minutes from, I guess you can now call him former Iowa basketball player, but not necessarily former Iowa Hawkeye, Ahmad Wagner. The former basketball player may be becoming a member of the Iowa football program, as we mentioned, and Kyle will have details about that coming up in just a few seconds on his big board update. But Ahmad Wagner had a teleconference with reporters earlier today. We'll take you. I was watching some video of him about 20 minutes ago during one of the breaks, and I got to say, I'm not an NFL scout by any stretch of the imagination, nor a football scout, but it looked pretty impressive. Very, very impressive video. He hasn't touched a football, I don't think, in two or three years, but you never know. The guy has the body and the ambition.
See, Todd, you say you're not an NFL scout, but I'll give you a look into what NFL scouts see. They see exactly what you see. 6'7", 230 pounds, can run and jump the way that he can. And they think a lot of the NFL scouts think they can make any that type of athlete into a football player. You see it all the time. That is first and foremost in any NFL scout's judgment of a player.
I always say any sport, baseball, football, you can't teach speed. And he's got it. He's athletic, 6'7", big. I'm trying to think. Indiana had a receiver. Was it James Hardy? Who comes to mind? Indiana had a couple of those guys the last decade or so, just a big-bodied, kind of looks like a tight end,
Latimer,
kind of
well.
A tight end playing a wide receiver. And actually, it's one of the subjects that he was asked about, tight end or wide receiver, and where he would best fit. We'll give you some more details. Iowa baseball's in action today. They're taking on Loras, and to give you an update on that and more, it's time for another Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Midwest One, with over 40 locations across the corridor for all your banking needs. Here's Kyle.
Iowa baseball lost its undefeated record at home with a 7-6 loss to St. Louis yesterday, but they're back out at Duane Banks Field today hosting Loras. Grant Judkins got the start for the Hawkeyes, and Robert Nystrom started the scoring with a solo home run in the third. Iowa still leads 1-0, and they're now headed to the seventh. Now, former Iowa basketball player Ahmad Wagner spoke with the media on a teleconference this afternoon, and he said that he's been thinking of trying his hand at football for some time, and while he wanted to stay committed to the Iowa basketball program, he wants to take his chance while it's still there. He also mentioned that Iowa offensive coordinator Brian Ferentz has reached out to him about the possibility of remaining in Iowa City. Iowa's new national champion Spencer Lee is going to be awarded the Hammer Award at the United World Wrestling World Cup in April. That award goes to the wrestler that wins what is decided to be the toughest bracket at the NCAA Championships. And yesterday, he was also named the USA Wrestling Athlete of the Week. Iowa State freshman guard Lindell Wigginton announced that he'll be going the route of Iowa's Tyler Cook this offseason and testing the NBA waters without hiring an agent. He led the Cyclones with over 16 points per game and also shot 40% from three, but he's still got some things to address, and it's very likely he returns to school. The Kirkwood women trounced Gogebic Community College last night 95-56 in the first round of the NJCAA tournament. They advanced to face the host school, Northern Arkansas, tonight at 7.
All right, we have just about reached the halfway point of the program. Lindell Wigginton, by the way, the subject of our poll question today at KGYMRadio.com. Should Iowa State fans be nervous that Lindell Wigginton is testing the NBA waters? Yes or no? You can find Emol's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast behind Taco John's and next to the Home Depot. We're about 45 minutes away from checking in with CBS 2 tonight. They're going to ask us about Loyola and the Ramblers' chances the rest of the NCAA tournament. What are our thoughts? We're going to make you tune in, or at least stick with us to find out. Right now, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, you'll hear from Ahmad Wagner. Back with more after this.
A list of things that will let you down today. Your alarm clock, C-store coffee, public transportation, the office elevator, the sandwich you packed for lunch, the fifth floor printer, your cell phone battery, the shoelace you swore you double knotted, your hard drive, your backup hard drive, and of course, the weather. Brighten your day with something you can actually count on. GoToMeeting is the easy-to-use collaborative meeting tool that 18 million monthly users trust to help them get work done. To learn more about how you can meet better, visit GoToMeeting.com.
Let's be real, guys. A nice suit outperforms jeans and tees any day of the week. And at the JCPenney Men's Wardrobe Sale, with 50% off select suits, sport coats, dress pants, and more, you can dress the part without spending a ton. Check out Collection by Michael Strahan exclusively at JCPenney. And visit the Big and Tall shop for sizes up to 5XL and 54-inch waist in-store. Plus, take an extra $10 off your $25 purchase with coupon. JCPenney, style and value for all. Coupon valid 3/22 to 3/25. Offers represent savings on regular or original prices. Some exclusions apply. See store at jcp.com for details.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Christine Lisi at this hour. Cavaliers again will be without the injured Tristan Thompson and Rodney Hood tonight versus the Raptors. Coverage underway on ESPN Radio, top of the hour, ESPN TV. Jose Calderon starts with George Hill, Jeff Green, Kevin Love, and LeBron James. All 32 NFL teams represented at today's Pro Day for USC quarterback Sam Darnold. ESPN's Todd McShay in his latest mock draft has him going first overall to the Browns. Plenty of upside regarding Darnold, according to ESPN LA 710 host and former Trojan, Keyshawn Johnson.
I like Sam. I don't know, maybe it's my SC in me and I've watched him for a long time, but I like his mechanics. I like his footwork. I like his head and eyes down the field. How he manipulates the football in terms of different route combinations.
Arizona star freshman DeAndre Ayton made it official, declared for the NBA draft. ESPN's Jonathan Givony has Ayton going first overall in his most recent mock draft. Louisville informed interim coach David Padgett he won't be back as the Cardinals' full-time basketball coach. ESPN's Jeff Goodman reports Xavier's Chris Mack, front-runner for the permanent job in Louisville.
Hey, Sagat, join us Thursday. Anthony Rizzo, Cubs first baseman, going to join us, doing some cool things for the city of Parkland. He is from that area. Look forward to speaking to him about that. That's Thursday on the Dan Le Batard Show with me, Sagat, on ESPN Radio.
You want Cleveland? You've got Cleveland on Spain and Fitz.
Cleveland, Ohio? It's about the home of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone. Head into Firestone Complete Auto Care through April 2nd and get $60 on a Visa prepaid card by mail when you purchase a set of four eligible Firestone tires. Because with the right set of tires, you don't have to buy a new car to make yours run like new.
Claim form required. For eligible tires and complete details, visit driveafirestone.com. Cannot be combined with any other offer.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing more than just a rate. Does calling the company with 12 J.D. Power Awards for client service matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative technology, matter? If working with America's number one online lender matters to you, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number
3030. Hi, can I help you?
Yes, I have a snoring problem.
Can you describe it for me, please?
Well, it's about 5'11" with curly hair and a moustache.
Oh, I see.
Introducing Mute, sleep technology that opens the nose to increase airflow by an average of 38% so you and your partner can enjoy a good night's sleep. Mute. Breathe more, snore less, sleep better. Available now at Walgreens, CVS and GNC.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now, just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
Welcome back in, 5:35, the Todd Bromelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn, coming your way on all three KGYM frequencies, 1600 AM, 107.5 FM, the North Gym here in Cedar Rapids, and in Iowa City and parts to the south, it's 106.3 FM, our South Gym. Looking forward to finishing up a great show tonight with a check-in with our friends at CBS2, about, oh, say 15 minutes into their 6 o'clock news tonight. They're going to be chatting with us about the two Big Ten teams that are still alive in the bracket. That would be Michigan and Purdue. If you missed our chat with Mike DeCourcy of the Sporting News, podcast is available at kgymradio.com. Lots more to get to. We're going to hear a little bit of what Ahmad Wagner had to say when he spoke with reporters earlier today about his decision to leave Iowa basketball in the rearview mirror, but not necessarily Iowa football. The Hawkeye is one of several schools that are a possibility for him. But first, Chris was listening in Iowa City to our interview with Spencer Lee. He wants to talk a little Hawkeye wrestling. Chris, what's up?
Yeah, guys, just want to say thanks for taking my call, by the way. I really believe that Hawkeye fans have got a lot to be looking forward to here, especially next year. I think that they're poised to actually take the tournament next year. When you look at teams like Ohio State, they're losing big-time seniors and Kyle Snyder and Nathan Tomasello, those points are definitely going to hurt, and they don't have an answer right now for coming back for those weights. If you look at Penn State, they're losing at least 27 points to Zane Rutherford. And when you look at Iowa, yeah, we're losing a big senior in Brandon Sorensen. But, unfortunately, Brandon did not wrestle up to seed this year. We got a guy coming in with Pat Lugo who's already an All-American at Edinburgh at that weight. And with the addition of improved Vince Turk and Max Murin right there, you still got Spencer Lee, obviously. And then the Bulls, much improved. Kemmerer should hopefully be healthy all of next year. Mitch Bowman is improved. And then Jacob Warner was already beating Cash Wilkie in the wrestle-offs. Now, they were close wrestle-offs, but, this is a guy that went to Russia with Kyle Snyder and wrestled in the Yargan and won a match. And Sam Stoll is back. When you do the math on it, you really see that there's a lot of points that can be put up if they wrestle like they did last year. And you can definitely see this change in the room with the addition of Mark Perry taking over at the Hawkeye Wrestling Club. And a lot of these schools are actively doing negative recruiting against Iowa right now. And that's been stopped. And we're really seeing top recruits coming into Iowa City, Iowa right now. And believe me, Iowa's going to be right back on top. They had the most bonus points of any team scored this tournament, and that's really impressive.
I like the optimism, Chris. I'm sure our Iowa wrestling fans listening do as well. We appreciate the phone call. I was, and again, I am a wrestling neophyte, but I was intrigued by what I saw from Turk late in the season, and Lugo's story is fairly well known, at least among those who follow Iowa wrestling. He's a guy who's going to be able to make an immediate impact for the Hawkeyes next year. Pat Lugo, the Edinburgh transfer, a junior this year as he was sitting out. So I do think that the Hawkeyes are in a position next year where they're going to have a legitimate shot at taking home the crown. It's easier said than done, because I'm sure Ohio State and Penn State would tell you they're in a little bit better position than that made it sound as if they were, but we'll see. It should be interesting, but I think unlike a couple recent years, there's a ton of optimism around Iowa wrestling going into next year. And a great segment, again, a great interview with Spencer Lee, really down-to-earth, humble kid. I actually think he sounds a little bit like Tom Brands. If you go back and listen to that, just some of the ways that he answers questions and talking about, you know, guy, if a guy's poking you in the eyes and stuff like that. Again, I could do an entire hour with Tom Brands. I don't know what we'd talk about because my wrestling knowledge is limited to about
plenty of other things.
65 Todd. Seconds. Yeah, we could.
You never know what you're going to talk about when Tom Brands joins the show.
You just know you're going to be uncomfortable while talking about
in
it.
In a good way, though.
In a good way. Speaking of uncomfortable, I can't imagine that, you know, Ahmad Wagner made the decision that he did lightly. I'm sure he thought long and hard about turning his back on basketball in pursuit of a football career. If you have not heard, yesterday Iowa announced Brady Ellingson and Ahmad Wagner were both leaving the basketball program. Ellingson, a senior, will be able to play immediately elsewhere. Ahmad Wagner is not going to be playing basketball, though. He's actually leaving the basketball team to pursue opportunities in college football. And he played 1 year of high school football. His senior year, he was urged to go out and was a very good high school player to the point where Kentucky offered him a Division I scholarship to play football. I'm sure maybe in the back of their mind they were thinking you could walk onto the basketball team, maybe a twofer there. But Ohio State, Urban Meyer and Ohio State were said in high school to be looking at Ahmad Wagner, and that if he was willing to not play basketball, if football was his first choice, the Buckeyes were. So you're talking about a player. Ohio State doesn't just go around offering scholarships. So they were close to pulling the trigger on giving Ahmad Wagner a football scholarship. So that tells you a little bit about this guy that we've only seen play basketball and then sparingly over the last couple of years at Iowa.
And when you see something like this, and it's more common than people realize, it seems to be Ahmad Wagner kind of testing the waters of the NFL. And you at that size, and a lot of times teams will take a flyer, whether it's at the end of the seventh round or in free agency, that kind of frame, that kind of speed, that kind of leaping ability. You can only imagine he realized that I have a much better chance of making it in the NFL and getting a chance to play professionally in the NFL than he did the NBA. And I think that it probably has, that usually has something to do with the decision that these guys make.
So Ahmad Wagner, he did not want to do individual media interviews, and we respect that. And he preferred to do everything all at once. So Iowa set up a teleconference with him and members of the media earlier today. We were listening in, and we have some of what Ahmad Wagner had to say. So here are some of the highlights, and you'll hear the questions and his answers, and then we'll rejoin you to discuss, because, again, I think this is a very interesting decision. It's one that he did not make lightly, and whether or not he's a Hawkeye moving forward or he goes elsewhere, I definitely think folks should probably keep their eyes on him as he transitions from basketball to football. So Ahmad Wagner earlier today, about 2:15, 2:30 this afternoon, chatting with the Iowa media.
Well, Ahmad, let's get to the question everybody wants to know. Is there any possibility that you could play at Iowa? Have any of the coaches reached out to you yet? Has there been any contact at all with the Hawkeyes?
Yeah, they reached out to me. The offensive coordinator did. And they've been very respectful. And, you know, I'm at this moment just taking in any consideration of who was willing to give me a chance. Just listening to anybody who wants to give me an opportunity to play at their organization. You know, I'm open for things, and that's why I'm just going to take it in right now and listen to people's offers and just talk to my parents and people close to me about the right decision.
You were a wide receiver in high school. Where do you see yourself fitting in? Do you think you're still a wide receiver, maybe a tight end? But how do you see that happening?
As of right now, depending on the school and where they want me at, you know, I'm open to things. I play wide receiver, and that's what I believe my natural position is, just because of my speed and my ability to make plays. But if a school thinks I have a better chance of being successful at a tight end, you know, I wouldn't be opposed to that. But, you know, I'm just really just listening to people's professional opinions and where they see me fit best. But to answer your question, yeah, receiver is where I feel like my natural position is, but I'm not opposed to playing tight end.
Have any other schools checked in with you? And what about former players, competitors? I saw James Daniels was kind of pushing for you to stay at Iowa yesterday on Twitter.
Yeah, James texted me and just congratulated me on making my decision and, yeah, nudged me and wanted me to go to Iowa. James is a good friend of mine, so it's good to hear from him. But, yeah, old teammates and people have all reached out to me and pretty much just wished me luck and just told me that they're happy to see that I'm making this decision and that they hope for the best for me. So that was exciting.
What gives you confidence that you could play football at a major college level? That's quite a leap, obviously, from your sport.
Yeah, I mean, I have confidence in myself and my ability and what I'm capable of doing on the football field. I mean, obviously, high school is extremely different from college, but I've talked to people who coach at the college level and who've played at the college level, and you know, besides me having confidence in myself, them having confidence in me also makes things better. You know, knowing that they know I can do this and think one day I can do it at a professional level gives me confidence in myself really to be successful. So that's important. And yeah, I'm just going to keep confidence in myself and keep believing in God's plan for me, and that's all I can do.
Who are you leaning on to kind of help you and guide you through this process? Besides your folks, is there anybody else you're leaning on? And what was your reaction, the reaction from some of your basketball teammates to this decision?
Well, starting off with the first question, besides my parents, my high school coach, Coach Travis Trice, is somebody who's been a mentor to me for a long time, and he's helping me a lot throughout this process. And, yeah, so he's been a big help for that. And also who I'm telling coaches they can talk to is him and, like I said, my parents. But my teammates, you know, before the whole story came out, I sent them a text and let them know what my decision was. And the guys were just very supportive, like they've always been, of everything I've ever done. All told me they loved me. I told them I loved them. And, you know, all said we're going to catch up and we're still going to hang out. We're still going to be friends. We developed a brotherhood here for my last 3 years, and you know, it's a bond that won't be broken. So they've all been very supportive of me.
Were you ever close to doing this before this year? You could have done this a year ago. Was it just a coincidence that you gave basketball 3 years, or was it just something you felt you owed the program, or kind of explain the timing?
I mean, there's really no explanation of the timing. It's just all in God's plan for me. You know, I was really committed to basketball. Felt like I had an opportunity to do this in football, and took the opportunity while I was still here. And I'm happy I did. I prayed on it a lot. I talked to my parents a lot, and knowing that they were on board and they've been praying for me as well, it was just the timing seemed right, and so I went for it.
Both sports are, you know, physical and filled with skills that you have to have, but the training is obviously different. In what ways are you going to what do you think you have to do differently in order to become a quality football player as opposed to the last 3 years when you were all in on being a quality basketball player?
Well, obviously some things I won't be able to do on my own other than getting hit and contact, like football contact. But things I can work on is just getting stronger, building a stronger core, just getting stronger in every aspect, faster, my quickness, things I would work on for basketball. But, you know, when you look at a football player, you're usually stronger, you know, bigger, and that's what I'm mostly going to work on. Also getting on the phone with some teammates of mine who play football and coaches who are willing to help me and just tell me, like, hey, this is what we do. You can look into doing this and getting your body right in that way. So I'm willing to take help from wherever I can get it.
Again, a little bit of Ahmad Wagner earlier today. Hawkeye football fans, what do you think? Would you be intrigued if Wagner stayed in Iowa City and wore shoulder pads instead of basketball shorts? 319-366-1600. He did mention there among the answers that Brian Ferentz reached out and tried to gauge his possibility or his interest level anyway in staying at Iowa. He could go to any level, but this is a guy who, when you look at some of the things that were said about him when he committed to play basketball at Iowa, there were a lot of guys, James Daniels mentioned there by Ahmad Wagner. James Daniels said this guy has NFL potential, and that was, he played 1 year of high school football, but if you've seen video of him and you look at his numbers and you know the competition that he was facing, it was Division I, how Ohio looks at its high school athletics. Division I would be, I believe, the equivalent of 4A here in Iowa. Top-level competition, and Ahmad Wagner was a very good wide receiver for that 1 year, going out at the insistence of a friend on the basketball team who said, hey, you should go play football.
We're seeing some people on the Hurtine and Stocker text line chime in with the answer that I think at this point is it's a no-brainer.
Why not?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. The question is going to become, and this is no knock against him, this is just the fact of the matter for college football in general, does he have the toughness to play college football? And that is, I think, the biggest barrier for any player, whether they're coming out of high school or whether they're joining a college football program during their senior year. Do they have that factor, that mentality to play the game of football? And if the answer is yes, then this kid has a chance to do something very special. And you see these instances. In the last couple of years, a couple of guys are examples of this. Rico Gathers from Baylor, played all 4 years at Baylor, then went to declared for the NFL draft. Mo Alie-Cox from VCU, same thing. Played 4 years for the Rams, some under Shaka Smart, went to the NCAA tournament, I think, four times, was one of their leading scorers, and he plays for the Indianapolis Colts. He was on their practice squad. Rico Gathers for the Dallas Cowboys. He got drafted, actually. Ahmad Wagner would have that extra year of seasoning in college football, which those guys did not have. So we'll find out how much of a success this is. You see this quite a bit. Some work out. Antonio Gates worked out pretty well. Tony Gonzalez worked out pretty well. Some don't work out, but it is certainly worth taking a flyer on somebody with that kind of athleticism and that kind of size. You can't teach size either.
Ran track in high school, was the anchor on the school's 4x100 meter relay in Ohio's largest class. Again, the equivalent of 4A in the state of Iowa. So he's got size, he's got speed, and apparently he also has the desire to play football. Basketball just didn't work out for him. We saw him come off the bench and give Iowa a lift. There were moments in time where you would look and say, this is a guy who is a good bench player. He can come in and give you some minutes, give you a little bit of energy, especially that freshman year when we first saw him. And unfortunately, his game didn't necessarily grow to the point where some people expected it to. And his departure from the basketball program does open up a scholarship that perhaps some people were not expecting Fran McCaffrey to have available to him. Again, Brady Ellingson also left the program yesterday. That did not come as a surprise. He was a junior, but academically viewed as a senior and graduating, so he can transfer and play anywhere. And who knows? Maybe we see Brady Ellingson in the NCAA tournament next year as a graduate transfer on a mid-major school somewhere. I have no idea where he intends to finish out his career, but I do know he wants to continue playing basketball. 5:53, we want to continue hour number two. Hour number three is right around the corner. A check-in with our friends at CBS2 is on the way. Kyle's got another big board and a whole lot more before we part ways at 7 o'clock tonight. Back with more after this.
Easy as apple pie. Easy as falling off a log. Easy as 1, 2, 3. That's how easy it is to earn the power rate in ATM fee refunds with Power Checking at Midwest One Bank. 9 out of 10 new users of Power Checking said they'd recommend it because it's easy to qualify and easy to use. Don't settle for free checking when you can earn the power rate with Power Checking at Midwest One. Open your account at MidwestOne.com today. Qualifications apply. Maximum $15 in ATM fee refunds per qualification cycle. Member FDIC.
Darren College, a former NFL Super Bowl champion, signed the most important contract of his life to serve in the Army National Guard.
I've had a lot of military in my family. It's a big part of what my family's done for a long time. I want to go out there and make a difference. I didn't find that working behind a desk, so for me it was a pretty easy decision to make. And then the opportunity to serve my community and serve my country was just icing on the cake.
To learn how to be part of the Army National Guard, log on to NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard. Aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
One in five Iowans lives with a disability. A gift to Easter Seals Iowa helps individuals with an intellectual, developmental, or physical disability, autism, or mental illness get the training they need to live, learn, work, and play. Please donate at disabilityia.org today. Easter Seals Iowa, turning disabilities into possibilities. Sponsored by Easter Seals Iowa and aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
Tune in to KGYM Fridays during the gym class for the announcement of our Athlete of the Week. Proudly brought to you by Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 of Eastern and Central Iowa.
Well, how about this? Zach Johnson, who was trailing Matt Kuchar in their match today, was four down with four to go, winds up making four birdies to Kuchar's four pars to have the match. Johnson will play Ross Fisher tomorrow, that according to our friend Mike Halas at the Cedar Rapids Gazette. NFL signings continuing. Josh Christensen, our pal from TV9, pointing out that the Kansas City Chiefs have signed former UNI Panther Xavier Williams. Items that perhaps have escaped the big board today because they are more recent and just happened. But Kyle is with us in the studio to bring you a current edition of the Midwest One Bank Big Board Update. Midwest One, where you're the one.
Iowa baseball lost its undefeated record at home with a 7-6 loss to St. Louis yesterday, but they're back out at Duane Banks Field today hosting Loras. Grant Judkins got the start for the Hawkeyes, and Robert Nystrom started the scoring with a solo home run in the third, but that game is now tied at one in the seventh. Now, former Iowa basketball player Ahmad Wagner spoke with the media on a teleconference this afternoon, and he said that he's been thinking of trying his hand at football for some time, and while he wanted to stay committed to the Iowa basketball program, he wants to take his chance while it's still there. He also mentioned that Iowa offensive coordinator Brian Ferentz has reached out to him about the possibility of remaining in Iowa City. Iowa's new national champion Spencer Lee is going to be awarded the Hammer Award at the United World Wrestling World Cup in April. That award goes to the wrestler that wins what is decided to be the toughest bracket at the NCAA Championships. And yesterday, he was also named the USA Wrestling Athlete of the Week. Iowa State freshman guard Lindell Wigginton announced that he'll be going the route of Iowa's Tyler Cook this offseason and testing the NBA waters without hiring an agent. He led the Cyclones with over 16 points per game and also shot 40% from three, but he still got some holes in his game to address and will likely return to school. The Kirkwood women trounced Gogebic Community College last night 95-56 in the first round of the NJCAA tournament. They advanced to face the host school, Northern Arkansas, tonight at 7.
If Wigginton wants to go, he goes. I mean, and who knows? Guys that have had holes in their game have entered the NBA draft before, and we had some reaction earlier today on the Hertin and Stocker text line from Iowa fans saying, yes, go, and don't come back. I think he's probably going to wind up in an Iowa State uniform again next year, but if he wants to leave, then to heck with any of the evaluations. Same with Tyler Cook and the Hawkeyes. Coming up in hour number three, we're going to chat NCAA tournament basketball with our friends from CBS2. Don't miss it. Stick around. More on the way after this.